A Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3.
What can we expect in the markets today? Well, to help with the bigger picture, we have with us Vasu Menon, Senior Investment Strategist at OCBC Bank. Vasu, good morning.
Good morning, Elliot.
Are you suffering from post-Chinese New Year holiday syndrome and snacking too much?
Indeed, Elliot. I mean, the market is suffering indigestion, and so am I. I mean, with so much of pineapple tart and other goodies.
Oh, dear. And that's supposed to actually make you feel better, but not in this case. Share with us your thoughts on where emerging markets are now, especially in relation to China's growth.
Well, you know, emerging markets have seen a good rebound in the last 7 to 8 weeks. I mean, the markets, global markets in general, turn after Christmas, and global equities are up by about, you know, something like about 12-13%. Emerging markets are up by about 10-11%. Asia is up by about 11-12%. So markets have all seen a good rebound, partly because, you know, the sell-off in the fourth quarter of last year brought valuations down to attractive levels. But you're right. Mm-hmm. Going forward, a lot hinges on China.
Yeah,
the markets have their eyes trained on China. China's economy is slowing down. That's a given. But what is unknown is the extent of the slowdown. I think that's still playing out, you know. And this week, we've got economic data coming out of China, trade data, other data like money supply data. The markets will be keeping a very close eye on those data and other economic data, other verbatim coming out of officials to get a gauge of, you know, the extent of the slowdown in China, because what happens in China clearly has an impact on emerging markets and Asia.
We'll get back to China in just a bit. For now, I'd like to stick with the prospects for Asian markets this year. What are they, especially with the U.S. Fed Reserve looking to slow down its rate hike plans?
Well, when the Fed slows down rate hike plans, that is seen as a positive for emerging markets, Asian markets, because, you know, one of the reasons why Asian markets, emerging markets have done well in the past is because of, you know, slower pace of monetary tightening, greater accommodation for the Federal Reserve, more liquidity. So it's benefited emerging markets, and that's one reason why markets, Asian markets have seen a bounce in the last 7-8 weeks because of the more dovish Fed. But on the other hand, the reason why the Fed may be more dovish is because the economy in the U.S. may not be as strong, and that's the concern that plays on the Fed's mind. So a slower U.S. economy may also not be necessarily very positive for Asia. So, you know, it's a balancing act. Mm-hmm. On the one hand, the dovish Fed means more liquidity. On the other hand, the dovish Fed means possibly a slower U.S. economy. So I think, all in all, you're going to see a lot more volatility in Asian markets. But we think by the end of the year, Asian markets should end on a higher note compared to what it was at the beginning of this year.
Okay, so we're looking at a more positive end to 2019. Helping me with the bigger picture this morning is Vasu Menon, Senior Investment Strategist, OCBC Bank. Vasu, here's the big one. We've got U.S.-China trade talks this week. So how should investors position themselves around this?
This is a million-dollar question. Yeah. I mean, the markets are being held hostage by the U.S.-China trade talks. You know, I think both China and the U.S. want to see a deal, need to see a deal. The Chinese economy is slowing down partly because of the uncertainty with regards to trade tensions. The U.S. economy is also feeling the pinch from you know, the U.S.-China trade tensions. And Donald Trump has enough headaches on the domestic front. So I think he wants to sort of ease tensions as far as China is concerned. But having said all that, you know, the verbatim coming out of the U.S. is mixed. Not sure whether this is negotiation tactics from Donald Trump. But the markets are hopeful that, you know, there will be some kind of a deal. The way the Asian markets have performed, look at how markets are doing this morning in Asia.
Yeah.
Like you mentioned, a slight bounce up in Asia. So, you know, I think markets are modestly optimistic there will be a deal and hopeful there will be a deal, you know. But with Donald Trump at the last minute, you could see a tweet just unwinding everything. So it's hard to say.
Yeah, it's interesting because he started off so, you know, gung-ho, and we have seen that shift in tone, but still not enough.
Right.
Still not enough. We're going to have to wait and see, yeah?
Precisely. I think the shift in tone could also be a negotiation tactic. I mean, ahead of the first March deadline. Don't forget, U.S. officials are now in Beijing for talks, and this is typically Donald Trump. He is the artist in deal-making, and, you know, this could be part of his deal-making strategy.
All right. Well, thank you so much for helping me out this morning. Vasu Menon, Senior Investment Strategist, OCBC Bank, on The Bigger Picture. Vasu, have a great day ahead, yeah?
You too, Elliot. Thank you very much.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg
or download the SBH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.